Yeah, I thought it was. They're never as easy as you think. You know, I know we went one up and then it looks like you're getting penned in a little bit. But the way Newport play, they do that to you. They make it hard, you know. They penned us in. They keep putting the ball in there. There's no grey areas in what they do. And because of that, we got penned in a little and a few long throws coming into our box. And you always feel like you're on edge. So second half, we wanted to get the boys a bit braver, make sure that our quality shone through. Because if we made it a scrap, they would be better at it than us. And I thought we started on the front foot second half. We were a lot better. And obviously, then the penalty moment, you think, is a game-changing moment. 2-0 on a penalty. And it doesn't work out that way. But I thought after that we regained our composure and we actually started to use the extra man really well, and you know, them having to chase the game with 10 men was tough for them, and it was comfortable in the end, so really, really delighted with them.
As you say, after the goal we had to work really hard, I thought, in that first half, but the two young centre halves stood up really well.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously Will had to come off. He's hurt his knee in a tackle, and we'll have to have a look at that. But I thought Deji Oshalaja was absolutely immense today in every way. When I signed him, and I told people he's not 6'4", they worried whether he can do it in this league. He's got an unbelievable spring, wins most of his headers, and I thought he was immense today.
And it's another win against sides in the top seven. You seem to do so well against the teams at this end of the league.
I hope that continues, because we've got top of the league on Tuesday now and current third on Saturday. So we've got a tough week, and it was important to try and get off to a good start. But we've got a few niggles in there. You know, George Frenkham's hamstring's a little bit tight, and it was during the game. You know, people like Danny Ballman's put a shift in, and obviously we've got the injury to the centre-back. So we will freshen it up. We feel we've got a really good squad. And I plan the week before this game, and I'm going to try and stick to my plan if I can.
Despite some good performances lately, you've kind of, in terms of the league table, you kind of flicked from page one of CFAX to page two in terms of the league table. How frustrating is that?
No, it's just about points. I don't look at the league and think, oh, look where we are, or get excited. I look at the points we've got to accumulate. And the first remit of this club will always be 54. Get there and get over that part. And once we've done that, then we'll look at where we can go. So I really like the squad at the moment. And it's easy to say when you've picked up 7 points out of nine, but there's a lot of qualities in there. And I thought we showed it today.
You really like the squad at the moment. One player who's leaving it, Alan Bennett. He, along with yourself and a number of other players, of course, a couple of years ago, will have sketched your names into AFC Wimbledon history.
Yep, Alan, great leader of men, great man. And that January transfer window was probably the most important of my career, because it was what kept us up. And Alan was a big, big part of that. And, you know, when the opportunity came for him to go to his home club, you know, I couldn't do enough for the guy. We felt that we was well covered in centre-back positions because we got four centre-backs. But obviously something's happened today. But we'll cope, and we wish him all the best. He's a great guy.